We thank you. I need no other arguments. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and
that He died for.
Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name. We glorify you. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you for what you have in store for us this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you. The death of Jesus gives us access to the supernatural. After Jesus died and you gave your life to Him, if you are not living your life supernaturally, you are making a mockery of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Please, listen to me. Jesus died dead on the cross. His burial, His resurrection grants us access to the supernatural. When we live ordinary lives of defeat, lives of weeping, complaining, murmuring, after we receive Him into our lives, we are making a mockery of what He did for us on the cross. We are making a mockery of His suffering. We are making a mockery of His pain. Jesus did not die for you to be defeated. He did not die for you to be in debt and poverty. He did not die for you to be weak. When this is a testimony of your life, you are making a mockery of his death and resurrection. And it's time for us to arise and make up our mind to have access to everything that Jesus died for. Everything. And last week we were here to tell you, we look at the fact that everything about Christianity is supernatural. It takes the supernatural to be born again. When we are born again, it gives us supernatural life, calls away. It takes the supernatural to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It takes the supernatural to live the Christian life itself. Jesus modeled the Christian life, the supernatural life for us. Jesus gave us power to overcome the forces of darkness, and so on and so forth. Today, I want to pick an example of a person in the New Old Testament. Next week, we'll pick an example of a person in the New Testament that lived the supernatural life, so that you will know that ordinary supernatural life is for ordinary Christians. All this thing of great man of God, powerful man of God, all this thing here, that they are the one that's supposed to be supernatural, it's a lie of the devil. The supernatural is for everyone that have given their life to Christ, especially the ordinary ones. The supernatural is for all of us. It is because of laziness, ignorance, and people depending on others. That's why we have local champions in the faith. In the faith, there are not supposed to be any local champion. We are all supposed to complement each other and do well and live supernaturally. There was no difference between Stephen and Peter. All live supernaturally. All of you must make up your mind to live supernaturally. Can we go together? Can we first of all check Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8? Matthew 10, 7 and 8. And proclaim as you go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying. Give without paying. Freely you have received, freely you give. This is the command of Jesus. And I want to take us to the Old Testament today and come back to the New Testament next week to look at how believers, ordinary people, live the supernatural life. 1 Kings 19. And one of my favorite prophets, if not my favorite prophet of the Old Testament is Elisha. And I want us to look at the life of Elisha and the supernatural. 1 Kings 19 from verse 15. And the Lord said to him, go, return on the way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. Jump to verse 19, sir. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again. For what have I done to you? And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh and the yoke of the oxen and gave it to the people. And they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. Elijah was at the twilight of his career as a prophet. He has just run away from Jezebel and was making some complaint. And God told him to anoint 3 different set of people. Anoint Jehu, king over Israel. Hazael, king over Syria. And anoint Elisha as a prophet in replacement of him to do what he has done and even more. So he went and anointed Elisha. What is the meaning of Elisha? The meaning of the name. The name means God, my salvation. God is salvation. God, our salvation. So, at the beginning point of your journey into the supernatural, the beginning point is salvation. Elisha, meaning of his name, is God our salvation. Supernatural is not for churchgoers. Supernatural is for born again, saved children of God. And you see, the power of God does not come upon people that are not saved. When God asks him to go to Elisha, a person specifically named as a symbol of what will happen to us as New Testament saints, that we are saved, the power of God can come upon us mightily. So the entry point is for you to be born again and to be saved. So we imagine that Elisha was saved because of his name, God, our salvation. And the prophet came and threw the mantle upon him. And when the mantle touched him, he ran after Elisha. But where did he find him to throw the mantle upon him? He was walking. He was busy walking. See, God does not call lazy people. Can I hear the church say, God does not call lazy people? Say that, let me hear you. Can I hear you say, God does not use lazy people? The kingdom of God is too important to be handed over to people that don't know where they are going to. To be handed over to people that waste time. To be handed over to people that do not know the value of life. The kingdom of God is always given. The power of the kingdom is always given to people that are dedicated, going about their job seriously. Go and check the Bible. Peter, where did Jesus call him? He was busy fishing. Matthew, where did Jesus call him? He was busy at the tax collector. It is nowadays that people sit down, they don't do anything. After a time, they don't say, since there's nothing to do, let me go into the ministry. The ministry is not for the lazy. The anointing is not for the lazy. The supernatural is not for the lazy. Look at him, alone, a man alone. He was with 12 yokes of oxen. Do you understand that? 12, 2-2. One person handles one. He was there with 12, handling 12. Powerfully walking. Powerfully walking. There is no food for a lazy man. If he likes, let him fast and pray. Now hunger go kill him. The supernatural is not for the lazy. It's time for people to rise up and walk. Have you not begged enough? Have you not wished enough? Have you not dreamt enough? It's time to arise and put to work your dreams. God is always meeting people at the point of their work. We have been told many times that God meets us at the point of our need. That is old syllables. God meets people at the point of their work. And Elisha was there when the cloak was thrown upon him. He was found walking. Where are you, sir? What are you doing? What work do you do? Even in this house, what do? You just come in, go out, come in, go out, and you want the anointing? God does not waste his anointing. The same way you are going in and out doing nothing, going at home, sleeping and doing nothing, is the same way the person will act when the anointing is given to him. He will waste it. And God is not a waster. You have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for the supernatural. God does not waste it. It's time for you to understand this basis and arise and walk in the supernatural. Did you notice that when he left, when he called him, he left everything and followed? Go to the last verse there. The last verse of where we read now. 20 and 21. Quickly, sir. 21. And he returned from following and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their oak flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. Listen to me. Some of you have not left your old life. You have not left everything and you want to follow him. Jesus said, he that must follow me must take up his cross daily and follow me. If you have not left all, you can't follow him. You know what the Bible says in Luke chapter 9, I think verse 62. It says, he that puts his hand in the plow and looks back is not what? Is not worthy. Elisha understood that. What did he do? He went back, carried the oxen he was using. The one particular one was out of the 12. He burnt it, cut into the pieces, distributed it, had nothing again, and he left and followed. When you have options, you don't move forward. When your focus is one, progress is speedy. Many have options. Many have options. You have a prophet that is praying for you. You are not going to pray for yourself. Once I call my prophet, he will fast for me. So the same person is fasting for 30 people. It doesn't work that way. Stop being lazy. Arise. Take the bull by the horn and live the supernatural life. Listen, Elisha paid some price. The first thing he did was to break every bridge. Cut off anything that would take him back. And say, here I am. We die here. I mean, nobody today stands up. We die there. What is keeping you back? What are your options? It's time to burn the bridges. It's time to pay the price. It's time to let it go. It's time to move forward. Number two thing. The first one we have looked at is call and the price. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 2 and read quickly from verse 1. 2 Kings 2, read quickly from verse 1. Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives, as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of a prophet who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you not know that today the Lord will take your master from over you? And he said, yes, I know it. Keep quiet. Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here again. Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, as long as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. The sons of a prophet who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, do you not know today the Lord will take away your master from over you? And he answered, yes, I know it. Keep quiet. Oh my God. And Elijah said to him, stay here. Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they were both standing by their Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water. And the water was parted to the one side and to the other till the two of them could go over on the dry land. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, please let there be a double portion of your spirit upon me. And when he said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. And if you do not see me, it shall not be so for you. Verse 12. And as they still went and talked, behold, the chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen. And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. And then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other side, and Elisha went over it. Many times when we read this story, we don't really see the price he paid. But you know what? He paid the price of focus, a price of dedication, a price of consistency. Listen to me. Wherever we are, there are storytellers and there are people that make the things happen. Everybody knew Elijah was going. The sons of a prophet knew Elijah was going. Elijah subjected Elisha to last minute test for the anointing. Hey, we are in Giga. I am about to go. Stay here. You know the weather is not good. Sleep a little bit in more. If you were in church last week now, just sleep a little bit more. No, there will be another day. Spend another hour here. Meet me in Bethel next week. He subjected him to tests that many Christians in Duse will fail and fail and fail over again. The test of ease. Everybody wants things easily without paying the price. If you raise a prayer point, "Oh Lord, make my life easy," this place will scatter. Stay here. Rest. You have rested and rested and rested. What do you have to show for it? The Bible spoke about, is it Naphtali? He said he found a place of rest. He enjoyed it. A body was placed on him. Listen. How long will you rest? How long will you take the things of God lackadaisically? Stay at Giga. What is Giga? Giga means reproach. A place where reproach was rolled away. He has been born again. God, my salvation. Giga was where they were circumcised in the book of Joshua. So now that you are born again, you be circumcised. He has been circumcised in Giga. Where there, you are not the only Christian. You are not the only Christian now. How many Christians have been circumcised in their heart? You have been circumcised. Stay there. Many people want to stay at their last experience when there are greater experiences for them in the faith. I'm going to Bethel, the house of God. Okay, stay. He said no. He followed him. Went to Bethel, the house of God. Kingdom matters. Heart for things of God. You are born again. You have been sanctified. You have been circumcised. You are speaking in tongues. What is your passion for the things of the kingdom? You are not born again to speak in tongues and then sleep. What are you doing in the house of God? He took him to Bethel, which means the house of God, and tested him there. And when they got there again, "I'm going." "Where are you going to?" "I'm going to Jericho, the place of deliverance." Going to Jericho. And did you notice, everywhere he was getting to, there were newspaper men. Newspaper men in court. Now, them plenty pass for church. Did you see pastor's shoe today? I was there when I have met some people in life that I fear man. Is it that I fear man? You meet somebody, and when he starts telling you the story of every house and the occupants of the house, after he has stayed in that area for 3 weeks, he knows everybody's story. How they get that story, I don't know. But they are specially gifted. But they don't work with radio, they don't work with newspaper. They move from house to house. They have all the news. Elisha, did you know? You people are making me to laugh. Elisha, did you know your master is going to be taken today? Keep quiet. Gossip. Don't make me break my focus. That is not the time to talk about this now. I know what I'm pursuing. Hello. He paid the price of focus, persistence, dedication, consistency. You can't walk in the supernatural without paying those prices. Because many things will distract you. Your dedication to the things of God will be tested. Your consistency will be tested. Pass the test. and receive the mantle. Pass the test and receive the mantle. And you know what Elisha told him? If you can see me being taken away, you can have it. He was still with him, looking at him. What do you want God to do for you? Are you focused? Are you consistent? Are you dedicated to that same mission? Have you set your face like a fleet? We are too distracted to walk in the supernatural. We are too distracted. But it's your birthright. Focus. Be dedicated. Fight for it. Lift your two hands up. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. You know yourself. Just talk to me. 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 For everything in life, you must pay the price to receive the prize. No cross, no crown. No price, no price. No price, no price. You must pay the price. Are you ready to pay the price? Talk to him. 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 We give you praise. We give you honor. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Pay the price, pay the price, pay the price. Help me to pay the price. Help me to pay the price, Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now he has paid the price. God has salvation. He has paid the price at Giga. He has been circumcised in his heart. He has paid the price of Bethel. Kingdom matters. He has paid the price of Jericho. Deliverance matters. He has gotten to Jordan, where you cross over into the promise. He has paid all those prices. The mantle has been given to him. You know the mantle can be given to you and you can go and sleep. There are many that have paid the price. The gift has been given to them. The faith to bring it to work has prevented them from bringing it to work. Many have prayed. They have prayed. They have prayed up. They have fasted. God has delivered the power to them. But to activate it by faith, they don't do anything about it. I make bold to tell you that many of us are at the state where God has delivered everything we need into our hands, but we have refused to move forward and activate them. What did Elisha do? You know the Jordan has only been crossed from Bible record 3 times supernaturally. The first time, the whole of Israel crossed together. The second time, Elijah and Elisha crossed together. That was the second time. The third time, Elisha alone. Listen to me. There will come a time when you will be alone. There will come a time when it will dawn on you that you and the Holy Spirit is the only thing needed. A time will come when your pastor will not be there. Your prayer partner will not go. Airtel will not work. All lines are busy. The line you are calling is unreachable. Did you remember what the Bible said? He said he did not see Elijah again. What happened? The number you are calling is unreachable. So what do you do at that time? Then he remembered what his father did. He remembered what Elijah did. So to build us on faith also, say, not be me now. Where is the God of Elijah? I am not sure I know you enough yet. But where is the God of Elijah? And then he struck the team. When you are alone, remember the word of the Lord and put it to faith, put it to work. And the first thing he did was, the first thing he did was the last thing Elijah did. That means he started from where his boss ended. We could also say the greatest achievement of his boss was the smallest of his own achievement. You can start in the supernatural from where your faith can take you. And the first thing he did was to part the Red Sea. Listen, the supernatural can break down every barrier, every opposition in your life. So if there is a barrier in your life, if there is an obstruction, if there is an opposition, you have been given the power to supernaturally handle it. The first thing Elijah handled was barriers, obstruction, opposition, and he handled them alone. So what is the opposition? What is the barrier? You have been equipped to handle it. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. I pray for those hands lifted. Whatever is a barrier, let them be taken away in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You know the barriers. What have you tried to do that you have not been able to succeed there? Lift your two hands. Pray for yourself there. Pray, 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 pray. Say, I come by the power of a Most High God. I come in the name of Jesus. I live the supernatural life. I command it to be taken away. I command it to be taken away. I command it to be taken away. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Listen, please. There are many types of prayer. There are prayer of petition, supplication, intercession, authority, binding and losing. And they all have their rules. Elijah did not get to the water and say, oh Lord, I beg you, please, let this water open now. Oh Lord. Because I suspect when I ask you to pray, some people are still saying, 32 years old, please help me. That is petition. It's a good one. But when I say speak to opposition, you don't beg anybody. Because he has given you the power, authority. Hello. Do you believe you have the power of God in your life? If you believe that, lift your right hand up. If you believe that, now can you use that power? Say, I come in the name of Jesus. I come by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the word of the Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I decree, you barrier, be taken away. You opposition, be taken away. Be taken away. Be taken away. I speak to you. Any other pass, 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 pass. Anything that resists my progress, pass, 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 pass. Let your position be broken into pieces. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. So, it parted. Immediately after that, in verses 2, I think verse 13 to 14, you see, people that go about monitoring news and all those things, they always bow to people that are doing the work. Go to 13, give me 14. Move forward a little bit more. I said move. Okay. Now when the sons of a prophet who were at Jericho saw him opposite them, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him. And they did what? And they bowed to the ground before him. See. When his oga was about to be taken away, and they said, do you know that your oga will be taken? It will be as if Shebi, you just follow like Mumu Abi. The time where you did dedicate, where they follow, Shebi will tell you, after all the service, your God will soon be taken away. Shebi, you were busy carrying back. Shebi, you were busy doing I too know. Shebi, you were busy doing eye service. All the things where you do, where it will happen, your God will soon go. I pray for you. See, when the supernatural life of God comes upon you, people that mock you in the past, they all come to bow before you. In the name of Jesus. Have you not seen? Listen, have you not seen people in church? He will not do anything. Opportunities are there for him to serve. There are many opportunities left and nobody to serve. Then a particular brother or sister, he's serving here, he's serving there, he's serving here, he's serving there, so that there will be no weakness in the church. That person not serving there. Ah, we see you see they carry last speaker today. Now where do you even want to stand? Everywhere you they serve everywhere. Soon they call you assistant pastor. Don't bother. They will all soon come and bow. It's just a matter of time. Serve God with gladness. Serve God with all your heart. Don't bother what they say. It's a matter of time. The evidence will be evidence to all. It's a matter of time. Elisha did not stop because somebody spoke to him anyhow in the church. Elisha was not picking which one to attend, which one not to attend. I've done this, so it's time for me to rest. So just like I deceived myself when I came to Abuja. Say, don't serve God for Gomosha. I don't serve God for Lagos. I don't serve God for Port Harcourt. I don't serve God. For this Abuja, I have come to rest. I will just be entering the church and I'll be going out. See me entering the church and going out today. The things of God are like fire in the bone. If it's there, you can't stop it. When that fire is not in your bone, you can't live the supernatural life. Distractions will take you away. Listen, the mockers bow to him. Anyone that have mocked your service, listen to me today. Listen, your day of reward is near. Your day of reward is near. All your mockers in life, they will bow to you. In the name of Jesus. And then they came to him. Jump a little bit further. To verse 19. Verse 19. Now the men of the city said to Elisha, behold, the situation of this city is pleasant. And my Lord sees, but the water is bad, and the land is unfruitful. He said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went up to the spring of water and threw salt in it and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From now on, neither death nor miscarriage shall come for me. Please pause it there. Okay, let me read the last part. And join 21 and 22 together for me, sir. So the water has been healed to this day, according to the word that Elisha spoke. The next supernatural move of God in the life of Elisha came about by a demand. Listen, when you start living the supernatural, people see it and they come to meet you there. There is this issue. There is this problem. Can you join us to pray? Can we do that together? Please listen. You can't live the supernatural life without people noticing it. And when people notice it, it attracts. Why is it that in your area is a particular person that people go to for counseling? People want to pray. It's a particular person they go to. If you are here in church, in this church, and people have not come to meet you for counseling, for joining in prayer, you have not started living the supernatural life. It's glaring, even to the world, that your life is not supernatural. So they came and said, this city, as you look at it, is beautiful. Like my mom is them, or let me use my mom who pray. Father, as we are plenty here, our faces are different. So our problems are different. If you enter Jericho, beautiful houses. Palm, a city of palm. Palm trees everywhere. Beautifying everywhere. You look at him. Three-piece suit. Nice shoe. But you ask him for transport fare. He can't give you. The city is pleasant. Nothing for pocket. Many of us, your life looks pleasant. You look chubby. Like somebody Yoruba people who call Omaji Amaru. Can I explain it? The more he suffers, he can suffer, but he will never grow limp. Like the fig tree that Jesus saw and said, give me fruit, and he did not have. But it was beautiful. The leaves are there. Pleasant. Many people hear life is like Jericho. Pleasant, wonderful, beautiful. But if you go deep down and they share their stories, he will say, sorry for coming to bother you. But listen, there is an anointing that comes upon the child of God to live the supernatural and solve issues in your life. The city was pleasant, but it was a barren land. It was pleasant. People were dying. It was pleasant. People were miscarrying. But they came. And the second miracle in the life of Elisha cleared all those things off. Bad and hell, check your life. Let's handle this also. The supernatural can handle every issue in your life. And you are supernatural. Think about it. Look at it. Ramada riboko limejitala. Igele mokuria. Anana makaria gale. Ele mokuria la. Igele mokuria kalabahini ribo. Azanta pakaribo. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are you one of those people that when they are talking, they say, Go and marry. Who is your mate here? You are older than the person. But he's married. Say, go and marry. Say, we see the respect. You know, say, I attended your wedding. We see the respect. Very insensitive, wicked people. That thunder should strike. But mercy is keeping them. Mocking people's challenges. Hey, your certificate. You don't walk. You know they sleep. But your dress have no show your work. If we talk, we go, they blow grammar. Upon all your grammar, waiting if you show for us. We will not go to school, sir. We do better than you. Waiting. But listen. The word of God to you is that God is bringing the healing in the name of Jesus. Can you lift your two hands up and ask for healing? Tell him. Let me give you time. Tell him the areas of pain. Tell him the areas of pain. Tell him the areas of pain. Labaga libo shita ria galama zitele lebo kuria. Ige le moko ria galama. Anda lebo kuria ria mazita. Eke le moko li mekeria. Anda la mataria. Iri moko ria mazanda la 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 ba. Eke ri moko ria mazanda la 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 ba. Iri a da da ba. Eke le lebo kuria mazinda la 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 ba. Eri a na da ba karia ba. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So he took salt and went to the spring where the water that supplies the whole city, supplies the land, supplies the people, and put the water there. Close your eyes. There are some angels here to do some things for you. We go now to the foundation of your problems. We go now to the root of your problems. The angels of God are going to the foundation of our problems. The angels of God are going to the root of your problem. They are uprooting the source of your challenge, the source of your trouble, the source of your problem. They are setting them ablaze. They are demolishing them. They are destroying them now. In the name of Jesus. Can't you see it? The angels are removing it. They are adding salt to your life. In the name of Jesus. They are bringing the healing. 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 It doesn't matter the source. It doesn't matter how long. We decree a healing and a deliverance for you today. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand like if you want to read something. Close your eyes. Stretch your hand. Stretch your hand. Whatever you need for a change in your life and destiny. Everything you need for a change in your life and destiny. Everything you need for a change in your story and history. Everything you need to put the mockers to shame. Everything you need to prove that your God is alive. Let the angels of God deliver them into your hands now. In the name of Jesus. Malibo shita laba karia. Give it unto me according to your word, according to your promises. I can stand secure. Pour upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, be it unto me. Be it unto me. According to your word. According to your promises. I can stand secure. Call upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. The Lord is healing every pain point of your life. The Lord is healing every shameful part of your life. The Lord is healing anywhere you are suffering in life. The Lord is healing your land. The Lord is healing your marriage. The Lord is healing your business. The Lord is healing your foundation. The Lord is healing your roots. The Lord is healing every barrenness. In the name of Jesus, anything causing death, the Lord is taking away. The Lord is abolishing every miscarriage in your life. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have only been able to take 2 miracles out of the 14. 2 supernatural things out of the 14 that was recorded in the life of Elisha. But listen, please. Just listen to me. The supernatural can be applied. How will I say? You can live the supernatural in every area of life. When there's opposition, you can handle it supernaturally. When things are not working and it's from the root and it's causing death, barrenness, causing problems, bringing disgrace, you can supernaturally handle them. The life of Elisha, God is salvation. That's the meaning of his name. Shows it. God is your salvation. Jesus is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. You can live better even than Elisha. Elisha was of the Old Testament. Jesus had not died. The Holy Spirit was not in him. It only comes upon him and lives. You, the Holy Spirit is permanently in you. Your covenant is greater and higher. Your experiences must be more pleasant. Do we understand that? Before I leave here, I want to know if you understand. Do you understand that? Hello, do you understand that? You must pray like somebody that understands that. This week is coming. Decree what you want your experiences to be. This week. Lift your right hand up and let's make some decree and declaration. We have decree, 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 decree. Decree, decree, decree. He said, I will send my angels to go ahead of you. I will send my angels to go ahead of you. Can we just pray? Let the angels of God go ahead of me. This week, and prepare the road for me. Let the angels of God go ahead of me. With your mouth, you shall be condemned. With your mouth, you shall be justified. Make the decree. Make the declaration. 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 We thank you. We glorify you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 1 minute, can we bow our heads? These things can only be done by people that are saved. Elisha means God, my salvation. Are you here? You want to give your life to Christ so that you can be saved and you'll be able to move into supernatural. Wherever you are, can you raise your right hand? Wherever you are, can you raise your right hand? Lord, we thank you. We bless you. La magaria balama shita le peke lebo shita ramagaria bazanta la bakende lelelebo maribo kuria mazanta la ba eke lebo shite lelebo kuria la garebo kuria mazita la ba. We bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you.